Our TV critic David Bianculli is in Los Angeles, along with over 100 other television critics, attending a conference where all the networks, PBS, cable, and syndicators are previewing and promoting their fall season. The new shows are being screened on closed-circuit TV in the critics' hotel rooms, which means David's getting to spend a lot of time in his room. He's on the line with me, from his hotel room, of course. Hi, David.
Hi.
Sounds like the purpose of this conference is to prove that being a couch potato isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, it's sort of like an endurance test for us, too. Especially since I don't know why these things happen in cycles, but when you watch a bunch of TV shows at once, there are recurring themes. And we've already seen two shows this year where young bachelors have basketball courts in their hotel rooms. I mean, and I don't know whether that's a big L.A. architectural theme that's gonna sweep the whole nation or not. But
why do they have you in your hotel rooms instead of watching in group screenings?
Oh, I think that's a calculated and very smart effort on the part of the networks to keep critics away from one another. Because when we're in large groups watching these things and they're bad, the giggles start to build and the laughter, and then the outright, it's sort of like vaudeville all over again, start throwing things at the screen and rubbing up against each other like locusts, and I think they're smarter to keep us in small groups or no groups.
I know the conference is still in its early stage, so it's premature for you to give us the lowdown on the whole new fall season, but what's on your menu for the next few days that you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, oddly enough, I can say that I'm looking forward to something from ABC this year. There's two shows, one by the producers of L.A. Law and another by the producers of Buffalo Bill. And they're two sitcoms, and one is Hooper Man, starring John Ritter, and the other is Slap Maxwell, starring Dabney Coleman. So when I get back from here, I'll let you know whether they lived up to my expectations or not.
Do you ever cut out on sessions that look so bad that they're not worth sitting through?
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, I skipped out. There's like Tempo Television Network. Now, I don't even know where that is on cable or who can get it, but they have a press conference. Here's some of the stars. Nancy Zeman, host of the how-to program called Sewing with Nancy. Bird and animal caller Bill Harper, host of the series Outdoor with Bill Harper, and that sort of stuff. So you do slip away from some things and go do some other stuff.
While you're out in Los Angeles, are you getting to visit any television sets?
Well, we slipped out of something like Tempo, four or five of us, and we got on the new Star Trek set. That's a syndicated, all-new versions, all-new episodes of Star Trek with a new cast set 80 years in the future. And we got on it, which is a big TV deal for TV critics, and talked to the set people and some of the stars to find out whether it was just going to be another show or whether they really loved it. And the feeling over there is so good. This may indeed be the most enjoyable or interesting show of the year, and it won't be on any of the networks. It's syndicated.
Is the set very super in any way?
Oh, it's great.
It
occupies three whole sound stages, and I'd like to move in there. I mean, the living quarters are probably, I mean, we're talking high rent. They could probably sublet them in L.A. and make back their production costs.
So tell me, is this a critic's dream or a nightmare?
It's more nightmare than dream. I don't like being away from my family for this long, and it gets into sensory overload and gets into, like, almost like journalism by production line. It gets harder and harder as these tours get bigger to come up with individual stories. So it's a good test.
Okay, well, David, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks a lot.
Go back to watching some TV. Enjoy the rest of the conference. David Bianculli is Fresh Air's television critic and television critic for the New York Post.